This was a collaborative project. I'm Simon Miller, and I work with Pat Symbols, who's not here today. She's a pathologist out of Stroger Cook County Hospital. I'm a physician in that system. We put this together, It's interesting, both of us have family members that have been incarcerated, so we have some knowledge of that system and how that works in Illinois, at least how it doesn't work in Illinois. But I was interested in finding out more, and so I agreed to discuss the role of incarceration in Louisiana. And as you can see, is this I took most of my information from the Times-Picayune, which is an excellent. They did an excellent review of the prison system in Louisiana starting in 2012, and how it expanded exponentially in effect. So the first statement is from that, and most of the, if there's no quotes, most of this information is taken from that review. I have some other quotes that I've identified who made the statement, but this will give you an idea. This is the epicenter of incarceration in the United States, as most people may be aware. The United States has the highest incarceration rate of any country, pretty much, as far as what I understand, in the world. Louisiana is the top in the United States. This is a statement made. Louisiana has a higher percentage of inmates serving life without parole than any other state. Its justice system is, and it should be saying, unstintingly tough on petty offenders as well as violent criminals. That is true, and it's also interesting that the highest percentage of inmates without life without parole, and then they have the highest percentage of inmates. So it's interesting, a very, very, very strict system. Louisiana, and this is a quote from an inmate, Louisiana, don't feel no pity. I feel like everybody deserves a second chance, said Russell Preston, a lower born native who received life without parole for his string of burglaries and a crack chart. I feel like dudes get all this education under their belt and been here 20, 30 years. You don't think that's enough time to let a man back out and give him another chance at life? And then he's making reference, and we'll get into that in a minute, as to what he was saying. Why is it he's concerned about having been in so long and not getting a chance? This just gives you an idea. It's not meant to be looked at closely, but gives you an idea of the different parishes that are full of inmates. And the thing about it is that in Louisiana, the way the prison system, or the incarceration, I should say, system works, is that instead of having a significant, or most of the inmates in a prison, such as a state prison, with some maybe programs that,
I think this went on.
You're still on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Couldn't sound like it.
Way louder.
Okay. What percentage of inmates that are actually in local jails is higher than the actual percentage of inmates in the prison system. And the significance of this is that this gentleman was talking about how he was in this prison, and he actually may have gotten some training or some classes to maybe be used when he gets out to get a job. They have that to some degree in the state prisons, but they don't have that to any significant degree in the local prisons, and the majority of the inmates are in the local prisons. So these people that are in the local prisons are inmates that have been accused of mostly non-violent crimes, and they usually get under 10 years, and they're spending several years, up to 10, in these local prisons with pretty much no services other than housing. That is, they have a roof over their head and food, and very little beyond that. And we'll get into the detail of that. But it shows you the percentage here of, in Louisiana, 52% are in these local jails, and then down the line, but Louisiana, here as you can see, 52% is the highest in the country. I'm calling it racist because, as it says here, Louisiana's prison epidemic disproportionately affects neighborhoods already devastated by crime and poverty, and New Orleans, percentage-wise, it is racist. In the stint behind bars is the rite of passage for young men. More children grow up with fathers, brothers, grandfathers, uncles in prison. About 5,000 black men from New Orleans are doing state time, state prison time, compared with 400 white men from the city. This is another slide about that what happens is, in this system, you have the money that the local prisons get, or local jails, I should say, get is, says bottom, $38.50 per inmate per day, compared with other states. And so they spend the minimum. They get this money, and they don't spend it. They spend it on just the, you know, the food and the you know, the roof over their head. And so they get away with making money this way. This is a big money-making operation. Here's another slide about life without parole. And as you can see there, actually, Louisiana's 12% of its inmates are life without parole. You can see right here, no parole, no hope. A lot of the inmates that are put in jail, quite a few of them are not violent criminals, but yet they are put in life without parole. And you can see a lot of them, and significant number, are fairly young when they're put in there. So it's really amazing. It's got to be somewhat depressing, to say the least, to be put in jail for life, and yet you're only 20 to 24 years old. That looks like the highest number in the middle there. In the world of prisons, some rural parishes hinge on keeping their jails full. So this is the sheriff. I hate to make money off the back of some unfortunate person, Sheriff McDonald said. The fact is, somebody's going to keep them, and it might as well be Richland Parish. Well, this should be said by probably being said by most of the sheriffs in this state, in various parishes, where they beg and barter for prisoners to get money. They don't spend any money on them, but they do make money, and this is the nature of getting more and more filled prisons and jails in Louisiana. More than a decade since the prison building, excuse my typo, I actually didn't meant to, but anyway, prison building boom swept to wake everyone up. Louisiana's prison correction system is sprawling for for-profit enterprise. Private companies not gotten the spoils, but the primary beneficiaries have been local sheriffs who use per diem payments from the state to finance their departments and to dump jobs into more urban rural economies. Some of these rural economies rely on their prisons, their jails, for a lot of things, and the money that they get for each inmate. It makes it hard to do reforms that lower the prison population because you're affecting the local economic engines they provide, said James Austin, national prison expert. So people are aware of this situation. Meanwhile, inmates subsist on bare bones conditions with few programs to give them a better shot at becoming productive citizens. Each inmate is worth $24.39 a day. It's pretty low number, I would say. In state money, sheriffs trade them like horses, unloading a few extras on a colleague that is opening. A prison system that leased its convicts as plantation labor in the 1800s has come full circle, is again a nexus for profit. This is the nature of jails in Louisiana. This is a quick slide just to give you an idea of where they're going with this. The numbers of prisoners, the circles in the middle, I don't know if you can see that well, show the actual number per incarceration rate per 100,000. It started at 211 per 100,000 in 1980, went up to 867 in 2011, and it still seems to be going up. They're projecting to higher than that. So it gives you an idea that not a whole lot's changing on that. Talk on crime, and just gives you an idea of what people are accused of and what they're given, and comparing states, more severe than Texas, believe it or not. But it gives you an idea. If you just glance over that, it gives you an idea of what kind of sentences people get and how easily they get life without parole in this state of Louisiana. And just to address the issue of one of the biggest reasons people go to jail is petty drug issues. As it says here, the percentage of nonviolent offenders, often minor drug offenses or moderately minor drug offenses, is 64% in Louisiana versus the national average of 48%. So a lot of people in jail, a lot of people in jail for many years, and most of them are not violent criminals that are in any danger to society. This just gives you an idea of the effect on families in terms of how it affects other members of the family. In one of the New Orleans areas most affected by incarceration, fewer than 20% of the children live with both parents. One in four lives with a caretaker other than the parent. Difficult family situations created by this mass incarceration. Same thing. ACLU, ending mass incarceration progress report. This is a statement from them this year. I don't have a lot of figures from most recent, but this is an evaluation of that by the ACLU. Bill's moving backwards, talking about trying to do something about this situation. Louisiana was among the very few states to increase drug penalties this year, passing legislation increasing mandatory minimum. So they haven't addressed it, the issue. In fact, it's getting worse. Responding to a sharp increase in overdose deaths from heroin, which occurred in numerous states around the country, the legislature took a reactionary, penalty-focused approach, with no evidence that this approach will help fix the problem. Talking about science and what works, there you go. They are ignoring the science of what should be done for people in terms of treatment rather than incarceration. And it's a money-making operation for many parishes and the state of Louisiana. And in terms of this, this is a statement by the Annual Review of Public Health and the epidemic of incarceration. An unprecedented number of Americans have been incarcerated in the past generation. In addition, arrests are concentrated in low-income, predominantly non-white communities where people are more likely to be medically underserved. As a result, rates of physical and mental illnesses are far higher among prison jail inmates than among general public. I was talking to this gentleman over here. He's going to give a talk in a minute. But in Chicago, where I come from, our sheriff has openly stated that he's probably has the highest more people than any mental institution in the country in terms of people that actually have mental illness that are in his jail. They shouldn't have been in the jail. They should have been treated and not placed in jail, and they end up committing petty crimes and are in jail. Chicago, they just shut down, well, a few years ago, they shut down several of the outpatient mental health centers in the city. So in Chicago, the situation is pretty bad, too. I just wanted to comment, this series, there's a series, you can get it online, How Louisiana Became the World's Prison Capital. It's an excellent series that has been in the public eye for a while, but it's interesting how little has changed since 2012. There is an APHA policy supporting people reentering communities for prison and jails. You can look that up. And incarceration and the health of the African American community is an interesting assessment as well. Feel free to, at some point when we're done, ask questions, but I'm glad I presented this because I was very concerned. I heard there was a problem with incarceration in Louisiana, and I found a lot of it to be even worse than I thought it was. Thank you.